This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I have Carlin Romer on the line with me right now. Carlin is very much of a go-to guy as far as KER Politics is concerned. Very, very knowledgeable about what's going on. He's had, as you all know, a personal relationship with every president since John F. Kennedy Jr. has written a great book called Anatomy of Failure, Why the U.S. Loses Every War That It Starts. We've talked about the book an awful lot of times in the past. You can buy it on Amazon. I'll provide a link where all you have to do is click the link on Amazon and you can pick up a book. I think that our book club, by the way, is going to be studying this book. It really is a good one. You folks need to read it. Harlan, this has been one of the most interesting weeks in terms of political events in the United States. Something that I haven't seen in a long time. The president, in my opinion, has done some excellent, excellent work, number one, in terms of the situation with Kim Jong-un. I would have to say that he probably, in my opinion, will be credited with a potential reunification of the Korean Peninsula, but we'll see how that shakes out. I know that you're not a real fan of President Trump, at least last time we talked, which was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, you weren't, and I certainly respect your opinion. But let's talk about the events that happened this particular week in the first segment here. Let's talk about, number one, what happened in Korea. What's your opinion on that?
It is much too soon to tell. The president has come back and said that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. Yet North Korea has not changed one iota in terms of its nuclear weapons and its ballistic missiles. The agreement is very vague in very general purposes. While Mr. Trump decried the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran as the worst treaty ever agreement ever negotiated, it was highly specific, and had it been fully enforced, Iran would never, let me repeat, never have gotten a nuclear weapon. By comparison, what the president has done, and this is positive, he set in train a long series of negotiations that may or may not lead to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But you have to realize that American expectations and North Korean expectations are different. They divide also on what denuclearization means. And so far, there does not seem to be any means of execution to take steps 1 through 100 that may be necessary in order to execute the aspirations which are noble in the agreement. Now, probably Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be the chief intermediary for these discussions and negotiations, and perhaps the schedule has been worked out and kept secret. But aside from the general agreement and the huge expectation that this is going to be a major breakthrough, there's little to show. And while this was certainly positive to try to change the hostile attitude that both sides had towards each other, remember President Trump in the fall was threatening fire and fury and was going to destroy North Korea, that certainly is a positive chain of events. But for the time being, given the history that North Korea has managed to violate, as we have prior agreements, a very, very good first step, you bet. But the remaining steps, one has to be fairly skeptical at best to see how this turns out.
So, hold on, I got to tell you, that's kind of what I was inferring to. You know, it's very difficult when you're doing discussions like this that air on various radio stations. It's difficult for me to really go from point A to point B sometimes, because I realize we're at point A in terms of the situation with Korea. But I have to say, in my opinion at least, that's a hell of a lot farther than we were under the two prior administrations. And I personally give Trump credit for that, Harlan.
I do, too. I'm not taking anything away. It's not the prior administrations. It goes back to to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all had agreements. And you will recall in the Bush administration, for some reason, we canceled the shipment of oil, which wrecked that agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So there were all opportunities, and there was great enthusiasm that these were going to lead to some kind of a reconciliation. This may be different, but if it is different, the reason is not so much of maximum pressure and fire and fury threats. It's that North Korea has a nuclear weapon or many nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. And this has given Kim Jong-un a huge boost in terms of his prestige and his view that he now is a strategic equal, more or less, with the United States. I also will note, and this has not yet really been made public, that because of this agreement, there are going to be sanctions that are going to be lifted by people over whom we have no control, namely China and others. They will probably do it secretly, but the view here is that we're on a path towards some kind of reconciliation. Why persist with these sanctions? So I think in some ways, Kim is going to have some of the economic pressure taken off of him, even though the United States will still maintain the sanctions unless or until the North Koreans can proceed towards denuclearization and a whole range of other things that were agreed to in the document that was signed by both President Trump and Chairman Kim.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Harlan?
It's probably a bad thing because it means that Kim can cheat. It will give him a lot of latitude. And I fully expect that these agreements are going to break down in the future over some form, whether it's the inspectors, who knows? And if I had to make a guess, my guess is that the Americans could walk away from this, but the South Koreans and the Chinese won't, and you could possibly see a peace treaty in the future if one is signed with the Americans, not part of it, signed between the South with some kind of Chinese assistance. If you would like an analogy, the G7 meeting that Trump went to just before the Korean summit, you note that he threatened our allies with trade wars and tariffs and then lashed out at Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister. It's ironic that Mr. Trump seems to favor autocrats and semi-dictators like Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un over our NATO allies. But my point here is that the remainder of the G7, the G6, are likely to go on their own, and one could see some kind of a démarche in the Korean talks should there be severe disagreements between the United States and North Korea.
Harlan, I want to talk about the situation with the G7 in the next segment. I've got some real interesting questions about that.
Yeah.
I think perhaps there are some things that the general public doesn't understand about that. I want to say one thing about the way Trump handled the situation in North Korea, and that is, and it's kind of important to me in the sense that I'm a real personality guy. I look at people's personalities, and I kind of assume from there personalities, i.e. past actions, how they're going to act in the future. Now, Trump, in my opinion, is basically one thing, and I would call that one thing a Jersey brawler, purely and simply. He offends an awful lot of people because of his actions, and his actions certainly include his verbal communication with people in general, with people one-on-one, what have you. I think he is a terrible communicator, and the only thing that I'm hoping will happen here in the long run, when the horses get back in the barn, for lack of better terms, is that Trump perhaps may come out a winner in the end. And if Trump comes out a winner in the end, I would have to say that there's a pretty good possibility that the United States will come out as a winner in the end. The odds of that happening are something I can't even calculate. I just have a gut level feeling that it could happen. We got about 20 seconds left here, then we have to take a commercial break. Do you agree with me at all on what I just said?
No, but let me just say this. If this agreement had been signed by Presidents Clinton, George W. Bush, or Barack Obama, my reactions would have been the same.
Okay. Fair enough, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break here for a commercial. We're going to be right back with Harlan Olman.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, Harlan and I were talking off mic while the commercial was airing, and something I think is very important, and I think you have to give Harlan a bit of credit for saying this, and that is my personal opinion about Donald Trump is centered on one thing, and that's called hope. I'm a pretty optimistic person. I don't think I would have gotten to my particular stage in life if I weren't optimistic. I had some pretty interesting odds against me for an awful long period of time. I have to say one thing, though, and that is Mr. Ullman, who is a senior fellow at the Naval War College, and you got to give him a lot of credit for that. I mean, that's not an easy position to attain. You got to be really well qualified. But as Harlan said, and I quote, "Al, keep one thing in mind: hope is not a strategy, man." Okay, that's very true. Hope is not a strategy.
And let me make one other comment about what we were talking. Any president, if Bill Clinton, if George W. Bush, if Barack Obama had reached an agreement like this with Kim Jong-un, you bet they would be advertising it as the best thing in the world. And so Donald Trump's reactions are no different than any other president. They're going to use this as a great sign of what the administration is doing. And so therefore, my criticism is of the agreement and not of the individual in this case, because it's clear that any White House would have viewed this as a huge victory. But having said that, we have to keep our eyes wide open. This is a very perilous, it's a very complicated, it's a very, very lengthy process in which the cultural differences between the North Koreans and the Americans could not be any more profound. Mm-hmm. And as you point out, I don't think a single American wants this to fail. I think we all would hope that this succeeds, but we have to be realistic that there are tremendous roadblocks and obstacles. And some degree of skepticism is absolutely essential, or as Ronald Reagan put it, trust but verify, and verification here is the absolutely crucial element that's required.
I agree 100% on that one. Having said that, I want to introduce a new topic. We've only got about 6 minutes left in this particular discussion, and then we've got to take another quick break. But the topic is purely and simply what happened at the G7. Now, I personally agree, after having done a bit of research on this, I think that the United States, from a economic standpoint, is getting hammered pretty badly by a couple of countries in terms of trade. One is Canada and one is Mexico. Trudeau, who, obviously I don't know the man. He's pretty young is all I can say about that, and that's okay. I just prefer to have, at that particular level of office, I prefer to have some seasoned veterans there. But having said that, I am under the impression...
You can't say that, Al, you can't say that with a straight face, given the lack of experience that President Trump has in government.
Well, no, hey, Harlan, no, I don't disagree with you. All I'm saying is I give Trump a little bit of credit for some successes in the past. And I know, Lord knows he's had failures. Anyway, having said that, I would have to say one thing, and that is, in terms of trade, I think the United States has gotten beaten up pretty badly for quite some time now. And so I think that our president is coming out and saying, we got to level the playing field. Do you disagree with that?
You have to be very, very careful, because there are two aspects here. It's not just trade, which in accounting terms is called current account.
Correct.
There's also something called capital account.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a look at the surplus of the United States capital account, that is the huge amount, the trillions of dollars that have been invested in this country, those are highly important. So I think that some of the issues about fair trade and unfair trade, so forth, there's certainly merit in some of those arguments. But you just cannot take a look at trade alone. It would be like looking at a football team that only plays offense and never plays defense. There are two parts to this. And so I think the administration has greatly exaggerated the trade issues. And if they were sensible, for example, they would not have abandoned the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because that was a way of making trade fairer. And the fact of the matter is that any kind of tariffs, and here's an irony in another paradox in the administration's position. They're saying Americans should not really worry about the tariffs because it's not going to affect our pocketbooks and it's going to have little economic impact. Well, if it has little economic impact, why is it such a big deal then? The fact is it's going to have huge economic impact. It's going to drive prices up here in the United States. by some estimates that have been done both by government and reliable non-government institutions, the tariffs so far just on Canada are likely to override whatever tax gains middle-class and lower-middle-class Americans are likely to get from the tax cuts. So you're dealing with an element that historically, in almost every case, has resulted in dire economic times. There have been a very, very few marginal examples, but they have been one-offs. And so when you start a tariff war or a trade war, it's something in which everybody loses. And the historical examples are legion in making that point.
Let's talk a little bit about one thing here that I think is important, and that is perhaps Donald Trump is being a little bit narrow-minded in his comments about only looking at specific issues. He's looking at issues like, for example, the tariffs on automobiles coming in from Germany. The difference is 2% versus 10%, which is a pretty big amount. Now, having said that, I think people do need to understand, and Lord knows, I guess I'm one of them. Let's talk a little bit about the differences between the two accounts you mentioned, trade account, current account.
Let's first go back to the car issue. If the tariffs that the German government imposed have been so stiff, why has the sales of American cars gone up? You're making false comparisons between what tariffs on one side are greater than another side. That's supposed to make a difference. If they're hugely different, then the sales of American cars would be effective. That's just not the case. German buyers are prepared to pay the extra difference because they want American cars. So I think that this is not a powerful argument for some kind of tariff equality. If it were hurting American sales, that's fine. But that's a premium that people want to pay. And so I think that that's something that needs to be understood. Anyway, you were talking about the difference between the current and capital accounts. The current account summarizes all trades, goods and services, what you're talking about, the trade imbalance. The capital account is a transfer of all monetary actions, including direct and indirect investment. Right now, we talk about the Chinese having a $375 billion trade surplus over us. May I remind you that the Chinese also have about $3 trillion, about 8 or 9 times more in terms of what they've invested in U.S. treasuries and U.S. equities. Now, tell me, are we better off with that $3 trillion of Chinese money, which is being put to good use by the U.S. government and by the private sector, even though there's a $385 trillion trade deficit?
Harlan, I'm going to take a real quick break for a commercial. We're going to be right back on this exact topic. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Talking about trade with Harlan Ullman. You know, I have to say one thing. I feel very, very fortunate that KER Politics has a gentleman of his stature who's willing to comment on our show. I mean, you know, being a senior fellow at the Naval War College, I've got a lot of competitors who would simply do anything to get this guy on their show, and he's pretty good. Having said that, let's continue on what you were saying about China, Harlan.
Well, China is has huge investment in this particular country, and we have to realize that we make use of that. And by the way, if our trade imbalances are so bad and jobs are being ripped off from us, why is unemployment at record low rates? Please answer that question.
I think I'm letting my emotions do my thinking for me, Harlan. You know what the answer to that is as well as I do. But let's talk a little bit about why is Trump doing this? I mean, what's the rationale? If what you're saying is correct, and I have to tell you, I've read your books, I spent an awful lot of time talking to you, I have an awful lot of respect for your opinion. What the hell's going on, Harlan? Why is he...
Well, I'm not a psychiatrist.
No, I'm not looking for that.
But the point here is what motivates Donald Trump. And I think in Donald Trump's case, by virtue of 50 or 60 years of his background, Trump seizes an idea, and I believe he thinks that he is absolutely right in his view, and sometimes that view becomes, quite frankly, very simplistic. For example, we're going to build a wall to keep immigrants out. The fact is that there are fewer Mexicans trying to get across the border than at any time in recent memory. That somehow the trade deficits are taking jobs away from America. Well, if that's true, why is unemployment so low? And I think that Trump fixates on an idea, and for the moment, he becomes absolutely obsessed with the righteousness of it. He has succeeded in business by being exceedingly bold, and I think that's the style of governance that he's bringing to bear. He also thinks that by blustering and bullying, he can win his case. And in the real estate world, you may, even though he has had something like 6 bankruptcies. But in the world of domestic international politics, it doesn't work that way, especially with a system of checks and balances. And in the international arena, where we have this continued diffusion of power and globalization, where in relative terms, American power is diffusing greatly. We are no longer the world's largest economy by ourselves and record numbers away from any other competitor. And while we are the strongest military, lots of people are catching up. And what we have to realize that in this world where relative American strength, despite the absolute size of it, is diminishing, we then have to use our brains to make our way more successfully. And that requires a very, very objective, cogent understanding of the international community, all parts of it. And as I said earlier, a football team that only can play defense or only can play offense isn't going to win. And any administration that fixates narrowly on what it thinks is exactly the right approach without fully understanding all the inputs is headed for a disaster. And that applies to Republicans and Democrats. It was the thesis of my book. It's what got us into Vietnam. It's why George W. Bush failed in the second Iraq War and why Barack Obama came to grief on so many policies. He just got it wrong. And I'm afraid this is something that an entirely different personality and an entirely different president seems to be following in similar footsteps.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong in this particular issue, but, you know, Trump does have an awful lot of people. I think that if the presidential election again were going to be held instead of 2020 and 2018, I think at this moment in time he's really got a very large percentage of Americans. Forget the approval rating just for a second. I think that he could still win the presidential election. And the reason
well, it depends, Al, against whom he's running. The reason he won in 2016, in my judgment, was that the only candidate he could have defeated on the Democratic side was Hillary Clinton. Right now, you may well be right because I cannot envisage a single credible candidate the Democrats could select. But if they had one, if they had equivalent of a young Bill Clinton, Trump would get killed. But I think you may well be right that in an election, Trump could win simply because the paucity of a rival candidate. We'll see what happens in 2020, but given the list so far of potential nominees, I'm not terribly impressed.
I want to talk about one last issue, and it's a bit of a personal issue, and that is this. I think that I have fallen into the trap from everything that I've read and the perspective you've put on my opinion based on my reading. It strikes me that I think I'm letting my emotions do my thinking, and I'm not really perhaps looking at the total picture. The one point that you made, Harlow, that really made me stop and think about that is purely and simply, if we were hurting so bad economically, okay, from the trade situation, the international trade situation, why would unemployment be so low? That's a really good, for a guy with a degree in economics, master's degree in finance, you bring up a really interesting point.
Well, I'd also make a larger point here. In the thesis of my book, the reason that we failed in the wars we started was because first we elected presidents who were insufficiently experienced, not ready for the job, they exercised poor strategic judgment, and they lacked knowledge and understanding of the issues. And unless or until we elect somebody who's got some depth, such as George H.W. Bush, who's got better judgment, but most importantly, has a far greater level of knowledge and understanding of the world as it exists of different cultures, we're going to be trapped. And Donald Trump, in my mind, is falling into the same trap, as did Jack Kennedy, as did Bill Clinton, as did Barack Obama and George W. Bush. And I don't think that the president really has a firm enough understanding of all these issues, and that criticism really applies to the presidency. before September 11, 2001, nobody knew the difference between Sunnis and Shias. We tended to think that everybody reasoned like we did or needed education to be brought up our levels. And so I think every White House suffers from presidential inexperience, poor strategic judgment, and lack of knowledge and understanding. And as long as those conditions persist, let's hope that if there is a God, that God shines favorably on the United States, because that may be the best last chance for us.
Well, you know, I can go on and on about that because, among other things, I am a student of the Bible. But having said that, and I've got some really interesting feelings on that one, but I don't want to go into that at this particular point. But having said that, so basically you're saying Donald Trump won the election because he was running against someone who was perhaps not a particularly strong candidate, the way I feel about Hillary Clinton. I would agree with you.
And more importantly, had an ego in which she wanted to win the maximum vote, and
right.
where her strategic judgment was fatally flawed, the vote does not count. It's it's the Electoral College that counts.
Well, we can go
and
on
so
on
she did not campaign in those three swing states in Pennsylvania, Michigan, so forth, that cost her the election. Trump lost by 3 million votes. And only Hillary would have designed a campaign that was not meant to focus on how you win the Electoral College, but she wanted to win decisively in the popular vote, which she did. But it's not President Clinton. It's President Trump. And I think any other respectable Democrat would have run much more sensibly on winning the Electoral College.
No, I have to agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with this one note. You got to pick up Harlan's book. It's very, very interesting. Don't think that you have all the answers. Look, listen to what everybody else has to say. I'm only going to admit my mistakes because of what Mr. Olma has to say. Having said that, Harlan, I'm going to get you back on the show in the future. Thanks so much, man.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Did he get some outside opinions on what Harlan Olm was talking about in the first three segments? And I've got Larry Amernick on the line with me right now. As I said earlier this week during an editorial, Larry is very well informed, both from an economic standpoint on what's going on in the U.S. and also from a political standpoint. He's more of a political junkie, I think, than I am, and I have to say that's quite an accomplishment. Having said that, Larry, how are you?
Okay. I'd like to tell you there was a really interesting survey that came out in Europe today. Mm-hmm. And it's almost laughable. And it's put out by the European Union Parliament, that non-representative group in Brussels that passes all sorts of flotsam and jetsam rules that basically are destroying French agriculture. Mm-hmm. And the survey said that trust in the European Union has risen from 34% to almost 50%. Hmm. And so the European Union participants see that as wonderful, that half of Europe hates them.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know, we have a very emotional situation going on politically right now. I want to ask your opinion on a couple of comments that Harlan made. You know, Harlan and I were talking about the G7 meeting, and he said, you know, here's my question. If the tariff situation facing the United States is so terrible right now, why is our economy doing so good? Why are the unemployment numbers so low? Do you think perhaps Trump may be going in the wrong direction with what he's saying?
No, absolutely not. Basically, what Trump's goal is actually free trade.
Okay.
That's his goal. He stated that. He stated that last Saturday at the EU summit before he left for Singapore.
Well, let's talk about that. What would the impact be, for example, on... Let's not worry so much about the European Union right now. Let's talk about the Western Hemisphere. Let's talk about Canada, and let's talk about Mexico. Now, Trudeau came out and had some very, very negative things to say, and he said, we're not going to take it, as he was throwing the television set out the window. How would free trade, in your opinion, hurt Canada as opposed to the situation today?
Well, it basically wouldn't hurt countries themselves. What would basically happen, it would force both countries, United States and Canada, to stop paying subsidies to their farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, farmers would then have choices to make, whether in what crops to grow or what animals to raise. And so that would then be turned over to market forces rather than subsidies. And there's arguments on both sides, believe me.
Well, it strikes me that given what I believe in, which is a free market, I think that would be a really good thing for the farmers in Canada personally. I think that we have a bit of an emotional reaction on the part of Trudeau, basically, because he probably doesn't like Trump. You know, and there are a lot of people in Canada who, quite frankly, don't like the United States. So I got a listener in particular, a couple listeners in particular from Canada who don't really like the United States. They have absolutely nothing good, nothing but bad things to say about us. Now, if the Canadian economy, let's just talk about the agriculture sector right now, if in fact it was truly based on free market capitalism and they had to not really be so dependent on the Canadian government with the subsidies, I mean, strikes me that would be a good thing for them.
But we're not talking Canada. He's also talking about the United States. That's what's sort of lost in all of this.
Okay.
We pay large subsidies to farmers. I mean, agriculture is a very complex subject.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, there are subsidies paid to farmers to grow things, not to grow things.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of good reasons. You know, farmers are just a very small minority in this country, yet we produce half the world's food.
Yeah.
So it's a very complex subject, and he basically wants to loosen a lot of this up. And in the process of this, in both Canada and the United States, you have competition with land, where some arable land is being taken out of production and then put into residential housing because, let's say, the prices of housing, let's say, for example, in California, where the prices of housing is four times the national average,
mm-hmm.
so it makes sense for a farmer to stop producing, let's say, peaches on an orchard and
yeah.
sell that land for, you know, subdivision for housing development. It's complex. It is just, it's not a very easy subject that doesn't go of us versus Canada. It's a very, very complex subject.
Well, I think we have to do in future programs, editorials, and radio shows, we have to discuss the nature of government subsidies to farmers both in the United States and into Canada. I would have to say that I'm not really hearing you say anything necessarily refuting what Harlan had to say and other people who I talk with. A lot of people who I talk with feel that we are really ditching our allies by going towards free trade. Well, that's a subject I think we've only got here about maybe 4.5 minutes left, and I don't want to get into it right now, but I guarantee you we'll get into it here next weekend in terms of editorials. And I would ask our audience, please make your comments on this. Is free trade a good thing or a bad thing? Make your comments on it. We'll talk about it next week on editorials, very possibly even as early this weekend, although Big Al continues to need a little bit of time off, so let's just say I'll start on Monday on that one. Let's also talk about another comment that Harlan made, and that I think I do agree with this 100%, and I think that anybody who has any common sense would have to agree with it. The situation with Kim Jong-un, the situation basically between the United States and North Korea, really nothing has happened. The proof is in the pudding.
Correct.
They have, right, and I think that's very important to realize. I think the potential of what could happen is, however, much more important than that. I think you could see a reunification, perhaps, of the Korean Peninsula, and I think that certainly would be of credit to our president. But having said that, we're a long ways away from determining whether or not this thing was positive or negative. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, we have no idea of knowing what the outcome is. we've given the North Koreans opportunity and a chance to join the global community. It's their choice. We haven't given away the store. Our sanctions remain imposed on them. We could ratchet them up at any time. Our military remains on alert. Nothing has changed.
No, absolutely.
We've given
nothing.
Them time.
Yep.
And they've diffused the possible conflict situation, which is good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. You know, Larry, having said that, we really only have about a minute left here. I'd like you to comment just on one thing, if you would, and that is, I would have to say that emotions are running rampant right now in the geopolitical sector, and I would caution people to not make the mistake that I did. Don't let your emotions get away with you. These situations are so important. Each one requires full knowledge. Would you agree?
I agree. We shouldn't let emotions run us anytime. We should allow our rationality to basically overcome our emotions with this, because it's the irrationality and the concept of self-virtue, which is part of the problems that are going on in the world, people's self-images,
yeah,
that are part of the problems.
Well, I would agree 100%. Everybody wants to think that they're right. Everybody wants to be an expert. And I have to tell you, the situation has gotten so damn complicated right now. There are so many very intelligent players involved that none of us really, I believe, can second guess anybody unless we are true experts in this situation and very, very well informed. I would put you in the latter category, and I would certainly put Almond in the former category. Ladies and gentlemen, how about you guys? What do you think?
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.